The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Despite well-publicized protests over proposals to lay off teachers, all local school budgets will move forward as planned in the coming school year. While more results may still be forthcoming, there have been no reports of Western New York voters rejecting school budgets in Tuesday's voting. That includes in West Seneca and Hamburg, where students and staff held impassioned protests over plans to lay off employees. Up to 19 teachers may now be laid off in the West Seneca School District. 13 are expected to be laid off in Hamburg. A Buffalo man could spend up to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated when his vehicle was involved in a fatal crash. 36-year-old Curtis Hall Jr. was driving at a high rate of speed on William Street in December when his vehicle struck a pedestrian in the city of Buffalo. The pedestrian, 69-year-old Michael Cosgrove, died at the scene. Hall pleaded guilty to one count of criminally negligent homicide. And a local member of Congress is calling for a federal investigation into the Friday crash in North Tonawanda in which three people were killed at a railroad crossing by an oncoming train. Newly elected Congressman Tim Kennedy has written a letter to the Federal Railroad Administration with his concerns and is seeking guidance on possible safety improvements for the crossing. According to Kennedy, more than 200 people are killed each year on at-grade crossings across the country. There have been six documented incidents at the Felton Street crossing since 1997. A new poll shows New York voters hold conflicting views on the response to the continuing war in Gaza. According to the survey from Siena Research Institute, 72% support students, quote, peacefully demonstrating on behalf of the people of Gaza. But 70% say they support police being called in to deal with protests that, quote unquote, went too far. While a majority of respondents supported an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, 61% of respondents say, quote, demonstrators have forgotten Hamas started the war, and it feels like demonstrators have crossed the line into anti-Semitism, end quote. A Tonawanda man faces up to 7 years in prison for his role in a fight that led to the death of a 19-year-old. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, in April of 2022, 24-year-old Michael Atkinson shot and stabbed Harith Muhammad Al-Khalaf during a fight on James Avenue in the town of Tonawanda. The victim died from his injuries. Following a four-day trial, Atkinson was acquitted of a manslaughter charge, but was found guilty of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree. And the University of Buffalo will work toward sustainable development goals as part of an agreement with a Caribbean-based university. UB says it has reached a memorandum of understanding with the University of the West Indies. Based in Jamaica, the university has five Caribbean campuses, which are expected to offer study and research opportunities. According to a UB release, the collaboration looks to find solutions to specific problems when it comes to development.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Governor Kathy Hochul's appointee to lead a state agency that helps New York's legal cannabis retail stores get business loans faced some tough questions from senators on Tuesday. We hear more now from WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt.
The Dormitory Authority was originally formed to build housing for students, but it's expanded over the years. It is now, among other things, responsible for overseeing a private equity firm. It offers loans to people who were awarded licenses to sell legal cannabis. Those loans are designated for New Yorkers harmed by the decades-long prohibition on marijuana, either through economic loss or involvement in the criminal justice system. But documents first highlighted by the public The City found that the firm Chicago Atlantic engaged in what could be considered predatory lending by setting high interest rates for building renovations and overcharging by as much as three times the actual cost of the construction. Robert Rodriguez, Hochul's appointee to head the authority, faced questions about Chicago Atlantic and more during a Senate Finance Committee hearing. Chair Liz Krueger told Rodriguez, a former assembly member who previously served on the Dormitory Authority's board, that she was shocked about some of the accounts she'd heard from the retail licensees.
In my opinion, some of the most disturbing things I ever imagined coming out of a government-operated program.
The state has already contributed $50 million to a $200 million fund meant to help facilitate the new legal cannabis stores, and in some cases, the state could be liable. The loan program has been temporarily suspended. Rodriguez told Krueger and other senators who questioned him that he hopes to do better if he's confirmed to lead the authority.
There are certainly lessons to be learned, you know, in terms of its implementation.
Senator Krueger, a longtime proponent of legalizing cannabis, asked Rodriguez why the Dormitory Authority has fallen so short of its goals of opening 150 retail stores under its capital equity program.
The original statement was that this was to deliver 150 stores. As you're telling me, basically 12 are open and 13 are open, or 11 are open and 13 more are scheduled to open. So of the 150 stores, we haven't gotten very far.
Rodriguez says 24 new stores under the program will be opened by June, and he blamed other factors for the delay, including the proliferation of illegal cannabis shops, which have sprung up in recent years as the state has been slow to add legal stores.
This was going to be an opportunity to create flagship stores in sensitive locations to establish a legal market, and certainly we're all seeing the difficulties and challenges around the marketplace, particularly as we're dealing with the illegal market that is everywhere.
The controversy at the Dormitory Authority also comes at a time when Governor Hochul ordered a review of the troubled Office of Cannabis Management. That led to the announcement that the head of the agency would step down in September. The program has been beset by delays, legal injunctions that have slowed the process, and other accusations of mismanagement. The issue, though, is unlikely to deter Rodriguez from being confirmed to head the Dormitory Authority. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.